if your little boy was sent home from school by the nurse, you'd say he what at school. Like, it came suddenly, you know, and it, he just, all of a sudden, he didn't feel too well, so and the nurse just sent him home, you'd say he what.
I'd ask what happened.
Yeah, yeah, then you'd
and,
say
and
what
And what
happened.
Would the nurse say? The nurse would say he...
Well, on two opinions, some of them say he's mean, yeah. High temper.
No, but like if the nurse sent him home because he didn't feel good, like he hadn't been bad, he just didn't feel too good, she might say he what while he was at school.
Oh, this baby, so you better take him to the doctor.
Yeah, and that's kind of what he took sick. Would
that's
you say
right.
That?
That's right. So he's sick, you better take him to the doctor. Yeah.
How would you say that? I mean, if you would say sick, but would you say
ill?
Became ill or took sick?
Coming ill.
Breeze feels so good.
What did you call a spook to frighten your children when they were little and you wanted to like you say, you better behave or it'll get you? What did you use?
I a long time ago they said booger bear.
Is that what you used to say?
That's right, booger bear.
Oh, it's on here.
That's a new one on the English department.
No. On the 25th of December, you know, what would you say if you saw a friend? How would you greet him, you know? Instead of saying hello, seeing how it was December 25th, what would you say?
Well, walk up and shake his hand and tell him I'm glad to see you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Would you ever say anything other than Merry Christmas? Like,
what could I do for you?
Yeah. Would you ever say Christmas gift or anything like that?
Well, they usually know what the Christmas is.
if you got a real heavy suitcase and you got to get it from one place to another, you might say, I have to. You get it and you take it over here. What did you do to that suitcase? You say, I what that suitcase?
Well, I've had them right there. I call some help.
but when you get the help, what do y'all do to that suitcase?
Oh, we take that suitcase and put it to the devil where I want it, on the train, on the plane.
He's carrying it.
Yeah, how would you say?
Tote. That's what you said. Tote.
Yeah, I don't want to say the word because then I may not say what you want me to say. But it's hard to get the thing.
I understand. Yeah. But what about tote this luggage from?
Yeah. What do you call a creature? He's got a real hard shell, and he lives in water, and like he can draw all his legs in and his tail and head in, and just get in his shell and hide.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Oh, you're talking about longhead.
Is that the kind that lives in the water?
Longhead lives in the water.
And what would you call it if it lived on land?
Boxstaff. Gopher. Boxstaff or gopher live on land.
What do you call the part of the hog, the intestines that you can eat? Do you have a name for those?
Children.
Don't you take those and like you roll them in like cornmeal or some kind of meal and you stick them in deep fat and fry them? Is that how you do it? That's what I thought. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What would you call this part of a man's body, like right up in here?
Well, I always call that a chest, but somebody tell me it's a stomach.
He got dislocated.
I called it chest up here, but somebody told me a mistake and said that's a stomach.
Well, when you sit down to eat, can you eat a lot?
That's smart.
Okay. I think they are. What do you call a small, flat-bottom craft with oars, and you can use it on a lake? Say it's got a pointed front, you got oars, and you use it on a lake.